This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. And welcome to Ramped Check. I'm Ramp, and today we are doing one of my absolute favorite things in all of general aviation. We're chasing hamburgers. Specifically, we are hitting the best $100 hamburger airports across the Midwest. I've been flying a loop through some of the most legendary fly-in restaurants between the Mississippi and the Rockies, and let me take you there. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start this trip where any good Midwest flying adventure should start. Broadhead, Wisconsin, Broadhead Airport, identifier C37. I'm standing on the ramp at Broadhead on a Saturday morning in late spring, and the grass is still wet from the dew. You can smell it, fresh-cut grass and avdugs. That combination that just hits different when you're a pilot. There are maybe 15 airplanes already tied down on the turf, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Pipers, Cessnas, a gorgeous little champ with fabric so tight you could bounce a quarter off it. And everyone is walking the same direction, toward the Runway Cafe. Now, the Runway Cafe at Broadhead isn't fancy. It's a small building right off the field, and when you walk in, the first thing you notice is the walls. They are covered in photos. Pilots who've stopped through over the years old newspaper clippings about EAA fly-ins. A signed poster from a Warbird pilot whose name I couldn't quite make out under the grease panel autograph. The woman behind the counter, her name is Deb, she's been working there for over a decade. She told me she can hear the airplanes landing while she's flipping pancakes, and she starts plating before pilots even walk through the door, she knows. Saturday morning means a rush, and the pancakes, by the way, are enormous. We're talking dinner plate-sized, golden brown, with real Wisconsin butter melting on top. I had the bacon and eggs, too, and the bacon had that perfect snap to it. Thick cut, not that floppy stuff. But here's what I love about Broadhead. It's not just the food, it's the culture. This is an airport where people build airplanes. There's a whole community of home builders here, and if you walk the hangars after breakfast, somebody is going to invite you in to look at their project. I spent 45 minutes talking to a retired teacher named Jean, who is building a Zenith 750 from a kit. He's 3 years in. The wings are done, the fuselage is taking shape. And he talks about that airplane the way some people talk about their grandchildren, pure love. That's Broadhead. Okay, let's fly south and west. Next stop, Stearman Field. Benton, Kansas, just outside Wichita, identifier 1 Kansas 3. Now, if you have never been to Stearman Field, you're missing out on one of the great hidden gems in American aviation. This is a grass strip, about 2,600 feet, and right next to the runway sits the Stearman Field Bar and Grill. Yes, there is a bar and grill on a grass airstrip in Kansas, and it is everything you're imagining and more. I landed on a Thursday afternoon. The wind was out of the south, maybe 12 knots, and the grass was firm and dry, perfect. You roll out and park right next to the restaurant. I mean right next to it. Your wingtip is practically in the dining room, and when I shut down the engine and climbed out, I could already hear music. Somebody had a speaker going with classic rock, and there were people sitting on the patio watching airplanes land while eating pulled pork sandwiches. Let me tell you about the pulled pork at Stearman Field. It is slow-smoked, it is tangy, it falls apart when you look at it, and they serve it on a brioche bun with coleslaw and pickles, and I would fly 200 nautical miles for that sandwich alone, which, honestly, is roughly what I did. The owner, pilot herself, told me the whole concept started because she and her husband loved flying into small airports, and there was never anywhere good to eat. So they built their own. That's the most pilot thing I've ever heard. Can't find a good airport restaurant? Just open one.
On the day I was there, a formation of 4 Stearmans came in. And I don't mean the airport. I mean actual Boeing Stearman biplanes. 4 of them in trail, touching down on that grass, one after another. The sound of those radial engines echoing across the Kansas prairie. You have to see this if you ever get the chance. The whole patio stopped eating and just watched. That's the magic of Stearman Field, aviation and food and community, all mixed together on a little grass strip south of Wichita. All right, heading north now, way north. Let's talk about the Pilot's Cove Cafe at Price County Airport in Phillips, Wisconsin. Identifier Papa X-Ray, Bravo. Phillips is up in the North Woods. This is lake country. Pine trees. Cool mornings even in July, and the approach into Price County is beautiful. You come in over forests and lakes, and the runway is tucked into the trees, like somebody carved it out of the wilderness. It's a paved strip, about 5,000 feet, so you've got plenty of room. But it feels remote. It feels like you've landed somewhere special. The Pilot's Cove Café is right in the terminal building, and it has that classic small-town airport restaurant vibe, wood panelling, a counter with stools, the kind of place where the waitress calls you hun and refills your coffee without asking. I ordered the cheeseburger because that's what you do on a $100 hamburger run. And it was a proper half-pound patty, juicy cooked medium like I asked, American cheese melted just right, served with fries that were clearly hand-cut, not frozen, not from a bag. Somebody in that kitchen took a potato and a knife and made fries, and you can taste the difference.
But the real story at Phillips was the couple sitting at the table next to me. They had flown up from Rockford, Illinois, in a Cessna 182, about a two-hour flight. And they told me they do this every summer. Pick a weekend, pick a direction, fly somewhere they've never been, eat lunch, fly home. They've been married 38 years, and this is their thing, their adventure. He does the flying, she does the navigating, old school, with a sectional chart spread across her lap, even though they have a Garmin on the panel. She just likes the paper charts, she said, and honestly, I respect that enormously. That's what the $100 hamburger is really about. It was never about the hamburger, it's about having a reason to go fly, a destination, a purpose. Even if that purpose is a cheeseburger and fries in the north woods of Wisconsin. Okay, next one. And this is a personal favorite. Moontown Airport, Brownsboro, Alabama. Wait, I know what you're thinking, Ramp. Alabama is not the Midwest, you're right, I'm sneaking in a bonus, but hear me out, because if you're willing to stretch the map just a little, Moontown is worth the detour. Actually, let me stay honest. Let me pull it back to the Midwest proper and take you to one of the classics, Sullivan, Missouri. Sullivan Regional Airport, identifier Upper Uniform Charlie 1. This is right along Interstate 44, about an hour southwest of St. Louis, and on the field sits a restaurant called Romy's. Romy's has been a destination for Midwest pilots for years. It's the kind of place where the parking lot has more airplanes than cars on a Saturday, and the food is diner-style done right. Big portions, reasonable prices, homemade pies that are worth the flight all by themselves. I had the patty melt on my last visit. Rye bread, griddled until it's crispy, Swiss cheese, caramelized onions, and a beef patty that had actual seasoning in it, not just salt and pepper. Somebody's secret blend. I asked the cook what was in it, and she just smiled and said, "Family recipe. Fair enough."
The airport itself is a fun approach. You've got rolling Missouri hills, vineyards in the distance. The Ozarks are starting to rise to the south. It's scenic flying at its best, especially in the fall when the leaves are turning. If you time it right, you get a meal and a foliage tour in one trip. And one more. I have to mention this one because it might be the most Midwestern $100 hamburger experience in existence. Grandma's Kitchen at the Ionia County Airport in Ionia, Michigan. Identifier Y70. Ionia is a small town in central Michigan, and Grandma's Kitchen is exactly what it sounds like. It feels like eating at your grandmother's house. The portions are huge, the prices are small, the staff knows everybody by name, and if you're new, they'll learn yours before you leave. I had the country fried steak with mashed potatoes and gravy, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it was one of the best airport meals I've ever had. The breading was crispy, the steak was tender, the gravy was clearly made from scratch, and the mashed potatoes had lumps in them, which in my book means they're real potatoes, not instant. There was a group of guys at a big table in the corner, 6 of them. All pilots, all retired. They told me they fly in from different airports every Tuesday morning for breakfast. They call themselves the Tuesday Morning Flight Club. They've been doing it for 11 years. 11 years of Tuesday morning fly-in breakfasts. Different guys have come and gone over the years. One of them, a fellow named Harold, has been there since the beginning. He flies a Cherokee 140, said he's put over 500 hours on it just flying to breakfast. 500 hours of breakfast flights. That's beautiful. And that's the thread that connects all of these places. It's not about which airport has the best burger or the fluffiest pancakes, although Broadhead's pancakes are pretty hard to beat. It's about the ritual, the excuse to aviate the community that forms around a runway and a kitchen.
Every one of these airports has a story. Every one of these restaurants has a person behind the counter who understands that pilots are a little different. We'll fly 100 miles for a meal we could get down the street. But it's not about the meal, it's about the flying. It's about parking your airplane on a ramp you've never been to and walking into a room full of people who get it. So here's my challenge to you. Pick one of these airports. Any one. Check the weather. Check your fuel and go.
This weekend if you can, next weekend if you can't. But go, because the $100 hamburger is one of the purest expressions of why we fly, and the Midwest is absolutely full of places waiting to feed you. I sourced some of the airport and restaurant details today from AOPA's airport directory, from posts on Beach Talk and other pilot forums, and from my own logbook entries and notes from flights through the region. If you want links and more detail on any of these airports, head over to radiohangar.com. This segment of Ramp Check was AI-generated. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast, built by people who love aviation and want to keep the conversation going, even when nobody's in the left seat. I'm Ramp. Go fly somewhere, eat something good, and tell me about it. Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.